Again, we're very thankful to see each one that has come out tonight. Again, we would invite you back again tomorrow night and each night this week to hear the gospel again. It's not to hear about the gospel hall, but as we've heard, it's to hear about Jesus Christ. At the rest home, as we were there, an old lady was leaving the room that we were in, and she said, "What religion are you?" I said, "Oh, we're Christian." And she looked at me and I said, "Well, we teach that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven." And she looked at me and said, "If you say so." And so he said, "I am the way, the truth, and life. No man can come to the Father but by me." That's Jesus Christ. "If you say so." So I'm not sure what she believed, but it's not what's on the door out there, but it's what's in the Word of God. And you're here tonight. Now I'm going to speak about an individual as well. An individual that I guess Jesus Christ was brought to him. Nicodemus came to Jesus Christ, but Jesus Christ was brought to this man, and his name is Pilate. We want to look at Pilate's dilemma. He had Jesus before him, and you tonight. That is the whole truth of the gospel, that you have Jesus Christ before you tonight. He's between you and eternity. And there are only two places in eternity. There's heaven and there's hell. And it all depends on what we have done with him as to where we will be in eternity. God wants nobody in hell. He reminds us that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Heaven, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He wants you and I in heaven. Matthew chapter 27. So as we look at this man Pilate, there are things that got in his way of salvation. And perhaps you'll be able to identify with some of those things in your own life tonight. Matthew chapter 27, and I'm going to read a fair amount so you get the context. The Lord Jesus is brought before Pilate. Pilate is a judge. And it's not too far before the Lord Jesus was led out to Calvary, as we will think of Easter, and nailed to the cross. So Matthew 27 and verse 11. And Jesus stood before the governor, that is Pilate, and the governor asked him, saying, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou sayest." Verse 15. Now at that feast, the governor was accustomed to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, "Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas, or Jesus, which is called Christ?" For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he was sat down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, "Have thou nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him." But the chief priest and the elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, "Whether of the two will ye that I release unto you?" They said, "Barabbas." Pilate said unto them, now here's a question that each one of us need to ask ourselves tonight. "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" You're going to have to do with him. "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" And they all say unto him, and here's what they wanted, "Let him be crucified." And the governor said, "Why? What evil hath he done?" But they cried out the more, saying, "Let him be crucified." When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult or a riot was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it." Then answered all the people and said, "His blood be on us and our children." Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, or he had him whipped, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall, and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him, and they put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. And they spat upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after that, they mocked him. They took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. Now I know that's a lot of reading, but we will come back to it again as we go through what we want to look at tonight. But there's one thing that we need to remember. Just like Pilate, we are responsible for our actions. Tonight, we have to do with this man Jesus. Now Pilate could see him, you can't. Tonight, you act by faith, trusting the Lord Jesus or rejecting him. We want to take a look at Pilate and his circumstances. We want to look at Pilate's defense, his desperation. We want to look at Pilate and the awful mistake that he made. And then we want to look at Pilate's disposition, Pilate's choice, and Pilate's doom. Have you ever been in a dilemma? Have you ever had peer pressure? Pilate knew what it was as he was there in his courtroom with this man Jesus in front of him. Well, I want to tell you tonight, if you don't feel you've ever been in a dilemma, you are tonight if you're not saved. If you're here tonight and you know not Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're in a dilemma. Eternity is before you. And without Christ as your Savior, it is the awful, awful place called hell. And you don't want to go there. Peer pressure. And there's those that know what it is to have peer pressure. As they know they should be saved, and yet there's peer pressure put on by their friends that they don't come to Christ. Yes, we're in a dilemma. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23 tells us that the wages of sin is death. Not only physical death, but spiritual death. Separation from God for all eternity. Dilemma is sin. But God doesn't leave us there. God gives us the answer. And it's His Son, Jesus. Jesus Christ is the answer. Pilate was plagued with circumstances. And God often used circumstances to bring us into thinking about our soul and about our eternity. God wants to get our attention. Satan wants your attention. He doesn't want you to be in heaven. He knows that he's doomed for hell. And he wants to take everybody with him that he can. But God loves you. And he wants your attention tonight. Pilate was a judge. And before him this day, Jesus stood on the stand before him. And never before did Pilate ever have a man like this man, Jesus. Pilate would listen to the evidence that was given from those around him. And then he would have to make a verdict as to whether the individual before him was innocent or he was guilty. And Pilate was in a dilemma. He knew that this man was not guilty. And he didn't know what to do. And finally, he gave the question, What shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ? And we want you to answer that question in your own heart tonight. What are you going to do with Jesus, who is called Christ, the Anointed One, sent from God? Pilate, he had many voices come to him that day. And we'll just look at some of them, and perhaps you know what I mean, and you know how Pilate must have felt. But the first voice he had was the Jews. The Jews hated this man, Jesus. And they said to Pilate, he's an imposter. He claims to be the Messiah, but he is not. He's a phony. And Pilate knew in his own heart that these were only false accusations. And then there was the voice of the crowd. And the crowd, as Pilate asked, what am I going to do with Jesus? The crowd had the answer. Be careful of the crowd. The crowd cried out, away with him! Crucify him! We'll not have this man to rule over us. But then there was another voice that came to him. A voice that sometimes holds more weight to our thinking than any other voice. And it was the voice of his wife. And I'm sure Pilate wasn't sure what happened that day. as he was there in the sitting on the judgment seat in the courtroom, and there was a court attendant there at the door, and the door opened up. And in stepped this woman, and it was Pilate's wife. And she just stepped over to the attendant, and she gave him a slip of paper, and she whispered in his ear, "Give it to Pilate." And I'm sure Pilate was watching. And as the attendant come over, he hands a slip of paper to Pilate. And he says, "It's from your wife." And Pilate took it and opened it up. And here's what it said: "Have nothing to do with this just man." Now, friend, tonight, that is absolutely impossible. Pilate had to do with Jesus Christ. And so do you tonight. There is not one of us that can walk away from Jesus Christ. We may think we do, but we have to do with him. "Have thou nothing to do with this man." Pilate couldn't put him off to one side. There he was before him, and he had to make the verdict. And there he is before you tonight, and you have to decide, what am I going to do with Jesus, who is called Christ? And then there was another voice that came to him, and it was his own conscience. He knew that this man before him was a just man. If we read other Gospels, we would have saw that. He was an innocent man, and his own conscience would tell him, "Pilate, this man is not guilty." He fought his conscience. And you know, your conscience that God has given you is a safeguard. Don't play with it. And if God is talking to your conscience tonight, don't put it off. Then there was another voice. They cried out to Pilate, "If you let this man go, you're no friend of Caesar." That was his career. And now his career was put at stake. If I accept Christ, if I let this man go, my job is down the tube. Satan will think of all sorts of ways to keep you back from coming to Christ. Then we want to see Pilate's defense, his desperation. Pilate heard that Jesus was, and he knew Jesus was from Galilee, but he heard that there was another judge in Jerusalem at that time, and his name was Herod. And Pilate thought, "Here's what I'll do. I'll send Jesus to Herod. Jesus is from his jurisdiction, and I'll let Herod judge him, and I'll get him off my hands." And so he sent him to Herod. And the judge Herod, he was happy to see Jesus come, and he asked him all sorts of questions, and Jesus did not answer. And so finally we read that Herod and his men of war, they mocked the Lord Jesus. In today's language, they bullied him. They made fun of him. And when they were done making fun of him, Herod sent him back to Pilate and said, "Look at Pilate. He's from my jurisdiction, but he's in yours, and you judge him." And so that door of escape didn't work for Pilate. This man, Jesus, was back in his face again. Then, in verse 16, there was another thing that Pilate thought, "Well, here's another way. I'll get out from under it." During these feasts that they had, they would release a prisoner. And Pilate looked through, and he knew the prisoners. And he picked out the worst one that he could find. And he was probably sure in his heart that they would choose Barabbas. Barabbas was a murderer. He caused lots of problems. And Pilate said, "Now I'll be able to let Jesus go." So he said to them, "I have Jesus and I have Pilate, or Barabbas. Which one shall I release?" And the crowd cried out. In fact, you know, it's interesting. It was the priest that convinced the crowd that they should cry to let Barabbas go and to crucify Jesus. And I can just about hear and see Pilate as he asked that question, Barabbas or Jesus? And when he heard them cry for Barabbas, his heart must have sunk. And again, it didn't work. You see, it is absolutely impossible that you can have nothing to do with this man, Jesus. He is here, and he is before you tonight. And the Spirit of God would remind you tonight, what will you do with Jesus? Pilate, finally, he took a silly way out. He got a basin of water. And he said, I'm going to wash my hands clear of the blood of this man. No. The only thing that will wash you clear is the blood of Christ. That's why he died on the cross. It's his blood alone, his death. He paid the price that we should have paid in hell for all eternity. There on the cross in those 3 hours of darkness, he paid the price for your sin and mine. Oh, believe it. We often sing, oh, believe it. Then we have Pilate's awful mistake. He, number one, asked the crowd to make him innocent. And he looked to the crowd. And I don't know, but in his heart it seemed like he believed the crowd. But you know, the crowd can't make you innocent. The crowd can't take away the punishment of sin. Listen, it is only this man, Jesus. And he loves you. And he died for you. And he's here tonight for you, that you might come to know him as your Savior. Pilate's disposition. He was weak in character. He went with the crowd. In Mark chapter 15 we read, he was willing to please the people. He knew that this man was innocent. In John chapter 19 and verse 6 we could read, therefore, when the chief priests and the officers saw him, that is, saw Jesus, they cried out saying, crucify him, crucify him. And Pilate said unto them, you take him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. And yet Pilate, against his conscience, against his better judgment, he turned him over. What was his doom? Pilate was the judge that day, and he had Jesus before him, and he condemned him. He turned him over to the soldiers, they whipped him, and they beat him, and they mocked him, and then they led him out to Calvary, and they nailed him to a cross. And there he died for your sins and mine. Pilate's doom? We never read that Pilate ever received Christ as his Savior. A judgment day is coming. It's called the Great White Throne Judgment. Today, and as with Pilate, Jesus would have been his Savior. And tonight, he wants to be your Savior. But if you reject him, and you die without Christ, one day you'll be at that great white throne judgment. It says that it's set up in the midair. And it says there's no place that you can run or hide. And the judge, the one who will be your Savior tonight, he'll be the judge that day. And Pilate will see him that day as his judge. So remember, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called the Christ now? Pilate asked the crowd that day. Not a good thing to do. No. The crowd gave him a wrong answer. But if you're here tonight, and you know not Jesus as your Savior, this question is the most important question you can ask yourself. What shall I do then with Jesus, who is called Christ? And if you go home tonight, and you're still not saved, you walk into the quietness of your bedroom, and you stand in front of that mirror in your bedroom, and you look at that person in that mirror, and you ask that person in that mirror, what shall I do then with Jesus, who is called Christ, the only Savior? And you be honest with that person in the mirror. You can either receive Christ or reject Him. We trust tonight that before you leave this meeting, you will receive Christ as your Savior. Know your sins forgiven. Know peace with God. And know that you're going to be in heaven. Remember, what shall I do then with Jesus, who is called Christ?